today, we're going to be doing a clearing of the crown chakra meditation. So this is a really helpful space to clear when we'd like to get more messages from intuition and more messages from God source, when we'd like to awaken our inner source, our inner light. And we can also use this tool of clearing the crown chakra to begin to download new templates and new activations, okay? So whenever we do an energy clearing on the Energy Clearing for Life Force podcast, I ask that you go somewhere where you are not technically driving or operating heavy machinery. Or if you are driving or operating heavy machinery, then please don't go into a theta state with me and just kind of listen to it lightly and then maybe listen to it again later when you are in a place where you are not driving or doing something where you shouldn't be zoned out. And if you are in a place where you can, then I ask that you unplug from everything else because your attention, your 100% attention without distraction is going to give you better results. This means not having your phone on, not texting and not playing games and not talking to your friends while you're listening, although that kind of makes me feel excited that you might listen to a podcast and be doing other things. So at the same time, to get the most out of an energy clearing, it is helpful to have everything else unplugged so you can allow the energy that we're moving to move with the greatest force and to give you the greatest benefit. Okay? And I will do the same. I will, I don't even know where my phone is, so hopefully it won't ring, but we'll be sitting here together on the recording and I'll be giving you my undivided attention. The best results for both of us, right? How nice is that? So, first thing I'd like you to do is take a deep breath. And I'm going to roll about 7 minutes. So just know that in 7 minutes, you'll still be around and you can go back to whatever you're doing and get your worries all back if you like. For the next 7 minutes, just ask yourself to have some space for healing of you. Okay. Just breathe energy up through the earth and breathe energy up through the balls of your feet, through your knees. Breathe energy up through the base of your spine and your butt. Breathe energy up through your sexual parts. That's your second chakra. And breathe energy up through your solar plexus area, your heart chakra, your throat chakra is blue. Bring energy up through all of that. Bring energy up from the earth, blowing out the top towards heaven. Nice. And now go ahead and see if you can't reach your energy out all the way. Expand out to galaxies and galaxies beyond that and galaxies beyond that. And there's even galaxies beyond that. And just notice yourself being as big as all the galaxies. Nice. Go ahead now and just see that space that's over your head. This goes from your third eye, kind of in between your eyebrows, and it edges up about a foot or two above your head. Just invite that space. Invite white light to be in that space. Invite violet light to come and heal that space. So anytime you have not trusted in how things work, not trusted in God connection, not trusted in yourself and your own inspiration, anytime that you've negated yourself, these have put little dents in your space here, in your in this energy above your crown. So just ask for some healing, loving energy. Acknowledging your brilliance. Acknowledging the places where you have heard God's word or the messages of spirit coming in, enlightening you, giving you light to share to others, taking on your path, maybe helping you, nudging you, keeping you safe if you've made stupid decisions. I'm sure no one has. Definitely not me. I haven't made any in the last 3 or 4 minutes at least. Mm-hmm. Go ahead now and just let's just open up that a little bit bigger. Open up that connectivity to source a little bit bigger. And open it up even a little bit bigger. And then now just pull energy from source, pull energy from heaven, and just allow it to come through, down through celestial, and just let it swirl around you and be part of you, and allow yourself to be one with it. And one with all that is, and just really feel that sense of connectedness to all that is, and really see if you can't just see there's no ending where you end and God starts, and where God starts and you end, and just see it all as one. Just really get into the space of that and clear out anything blocking that. And I was just sort of asked to let go of any, I call them like self-help doubt monsters. So they're the voices that hang out in this space and then they don't believe when you get an intuitive nudge, or they don't believe when you get shown the light of you. So just in the space of this meditation now, go ahead and just release out any blocks, and release out any entities or beings that don't belong there anymore. Now, I like to release oaths and vows. When we said we'd be smaller, we said we did not, you know, we agreed to be impoverished, or we agreed to have a horrible experience with this or that, or where any oaths or vows that you made that are no longer serving you, I give you permission, and it's up to you if you want to ask and command that they be released. But in this space, this healthy, safe space we've just built right now together, go ahead and release any ties and oaths and vows to aspects of you that are no longer in your best interest. Oh, yeah. Oh, that felt so good. That was delicious. So go ahead now and just connect up to source one more time. And this time, invite source energy to come from the heavens, from celestial, from whatever grace that you believe in. So I'm not a dogmatic person. Any type of source energy that works for you, you can use that language. I use the word God myself. So I'm going to pull energy from God's source and just allow it to heal all the places where I was broken, all the places where I was hurt, all the places where I was told that I was less than, right? All the times I didn't believe I was enough. I'm just going to pull source energy now from the heavens, through the heavens, and then have it heal that space, that third eye knowing, and the crown chakra above it. And we're just going to send a little bit of love to the person that you were before, the younger person, the person that made limiting choices, the person that made choices that weren't in your best interest. Any place that you've been small or thought small thoughts or contractive energy, we're just going to say hi to that person and know that without the vows and the oaths, without that responsibility to stay small, we can indeed change and be big and connect with Source Heaven for our guidance, and then anything becomes possible. Any dream can become real then. Yeah. I'm so thankful to you for listening. This is Energy Clearing for Life Force. When you're done with this meditation, you may wish to have some water, drink some water, or get some sleep, or take a bath. You might want to extra clear out, spend a little time with yourself writing if you like. You might want to write small thoughts and cross them out and replace them with new thoughts that connect you with your highest being. Just go ahead and kind of follow that guidance as you go about today. And thank you again. Thank you so much for listening. This is Erica Glessing, and I'm on Energy Clearing for Life Force. And you can also find me on The Erica Glessing Show. We are going to start January with a beautiful guest. That'll be on Tuesdays. And my guest will be Tamsin Fidel, who is a New York City anchorwoman and a Broadway producer. She produces a TV show about Broadway. She's really interesting. We're going to talk about creative expression, and it's a really good show. I've already done the recording. Then on January 14th, I have an artist coming. She's a phenomenal artist and creative, so I'm really excited about my show. The Erica Glessing Show is a different podcast, and I'm very glad that you came to the show, and I look forward to connecting with you. You can find me all over social media with my name, Erica Glessing, so facebook.com/Erica Glessing. If you leave a note on my page, I usually respond within 24 hours. So yeah, reach me that way. Nice to chat.